With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore. I'm really pleased now to be meeting for the first time Colin McQueen. I believe it's the first time I've talked with you, Coach. Usually Bill Newell does.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. All right. Well, Bill's off right now, and happy to meet you. And Amesbury doing very well so far. And, Coach, this is such a weird season. No, a weird year. But the season seems to be not so weird. It seems almost to be normal given certain factors. I want to ask you, first of all, Coach, about how preseason went for you guys in terms of what you were able to put together. Because at one point we didn't know that Fall 2 was ever going to get underway.
Right, yeah. I think, for us, the uncertainty through the off season and the limitations of ability to get together as a group and be in contact with the kids to a certain extent was difficult for us. I think we were lucky where we had a lot of good committed senior leaders that kind of took it upon themselves to make sure guys were staying the course and preparing for a season that at that point may or may not happen. But they stayed hungry and they stayed committed. And when it rolled around, when we finally got the official news, we'd be getting after it in February. There was a lot of excitement there, and it made it pretty easy to get mentally ready and show up and be ready to work. So we were lucky in that regard with the group of seniors we got.
Yeah, one thing I'm hearing across the board is that these spring sports, whatever they are, the kids have had enough experience from September on that they're pretty much acclimated and they know what to do, so you don't really have to ride herd on them, although I'm sure you still have to keep tabs on everything they're doing.
Right. I mean, yeah, that's the big thing. I mean, everything in this current state of affairs is very fragile, obviously. So we got to constantly remind them about doing the right thing and, you know, not being around people and keeping distance and wearing masks and doing all the right things in that regard to put us in the best position to be able to continue what we believe is a pretty good thing that we have going right now.
Yeah, and I'm not going to jinx it by saying anything about the schedule. let's talk about the Cape Ann League because normal circumstances, this is a great year. The league is extremely competitive. You guys are very near the top. Linfield, Ipswich out in front. Tell me a little bit about what you see from your point of view with what you expected from your kids. In other words, you mentioned senior leadership and so on. What did you expect for these kids to do, and how have they met those expectations so far?
Yeah, I think, first speaking to the Cape Ann League and the strength of it, I mean, I've always felt that it's a very strong league from top to bottom since I've been down here. This year is obviously no exception. We've got some really great coaches that do an excellent job of preparing their groups of guys. And then some great athletes as well. Really, I think it's an overlooked league in a lot of respects, but, the week to week competition, level of competition, I think is among the best around.
Let me interrupt you there, Coach, and follow that line of reasoning because for many, many years when I was at the radio station in Salem, we covered just the Northeastern Conference and we sort of looked at the Cape Ann League as the NEC's little sister. We don't do that anymore, and we're happy to talk to everybody and to see. In fact, what I'd love to see is a super league that combines the CAL and the NEC because so many great rivalries have cropped up. But the league itself, by itself, is strong in all sports, and we totally get that.
Yeah, no, I think you hit the nail on the head there, and I think that has been a little bit of the dynamic in the state. In terms of how we're looked at, but I think that's forced us, at least at Amesbury, to remain hungry, and I think a lot of the other Cape Ann League teams kind of have that same mentality, and when you get a bunch of hungry dudes that are working towards a common goal, you can get some pretty good results, and that's what I've seen, from the league and the time that I've been around.
Absolutely. Great competition across the board. Tell me about your kids now. Tell me a little bit about your leadership, what you expected from these seniors, and maybe, again, how they've carried that out.
Yeah, out of our senior class, the two captains we got this year elected by their peers are Kyle Donovan and Casey Birdsall. And Kyle is a guy who has gotten a good amount of press through his years with us. He's a scholarship football player. He's going to Stonehill next year to play. We've always been very proud of what he's been able to do for us, and he brings an element of toughness and size to the skill position that is really tough for teams to match up to. And Casey has been a very vocal leader for us on either side of the ball, on the O-line and D-line. Again, just a tough kid, really embodies, you know, what we're all about at Amesbury and bringing that physical toughness and mental toughness to the game. Handful of other seniors, you know, both of our guards on the offensive side of the ball, Derek Kuchar and Jared Schwint. Schwint also is a D lineman. I think one of the best in the league, has great hands and great feet at that position and great length. And then Derek Kuchar plays inside backer for us, and both of those guys have started on either side of the ball 3 years.
Wow.
So the level of experience that they bring to the table, we're able to do some things conceptually that are well beyond, where we've been in years past, and, it kind of opens our playbook up on both sides of it, can allow us as coaches to put a lot of trust in those guys, to execute the schemes that we're drawing up. And it's given us a lot of freedom and allows us to have quite a bit of fun out there. You know, they understand the expectations because they've been around us for so long, and, you know, they're great young men, and they work incredibly hard as well, and love the mental aspect of the game of football as well, and that always helps.
I hear the pride with which you speak, and in this particular circumstance with the short preseason and so on, and where every game taking on more meaning, it's great to have that kind of experience up front with those guys, isn't it?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You can do things, as you said, that maybe you might not be able to do with that short preseason. Coach, tell me a little bit about that North Reading game, because that seemed from here, from afar, a solid win for you guys.
Yeah, that was one. You know, North Reading is a team that in, you know, like I told you, I've been around for 6 years in Amesbury, and I had not yet matched up with them. That was one of the few. Actually, that was the only team in the Cape Ann League, including, you know, former Cape Ann League, Masco. That was the only team, North Reading, until last week that we hadn't matched up against. So we're excited to what they're all about, and, you know, they're a well-coached team. Coach Plum does a great job over there, and he's a great guy. And we knew that when we were looking at them on film, they had some pretty good athletes, and they moved very well, you know, particularly in their offensive line. You know, they get a couple pullers going, they run a lot of tray scheme, and come at you pretty hard in that regard. So we knew we were going to have to try to stop the run first. They're a spread team, but they run the ball pretty well out of the spread. We knew we were going to have to be good on the edge on jet, and we were going to have to be pretty tough up the middle. And then if we did that and they were going to start to throw the ball, we had to be sound in our defensive backfield. And I think our guys, you know, we feel that we match up pretty well against spread teams. We like how we get lined up. We like how we get off the ball and play. And our guys played with a lot of passion that day. And defensively, you know, it's as dominant and of a performance as I've seen, and as proud as I've been as a coach in the way that they came out and defended. Played with a lot of passion too. I don't know if you saw the article that was written. You know, we had a former coach from Amesbury and a guy who was with the program in the first couple of years when I started, and Gino Burnham passed away at the beginning of the week. And that was something that we talked about with our players, you know, who he was and what he was all about. And he was a guy who brought a lot of fun to the game, a lot of passion, and he really enjoyed getting after it and playing an aggressive style of defense. So we tried to embody that the best we could, and it really worked out. And as well as you could have imagined.
That's a great learning experience for the kids and a great tribute as well. Very nice, very nice. I don't see, you said you have a bye this week. Was that built in or did something happen to the schedule?
You know, we knew about it going into the season. It was this deal where, you know, in the Cape Ann, because we actually, as of the end of the season in 2019, with Masco leaving, we were down to 8 teams in the Cape Ann.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in football, that is. And we were at that point saying there's no longer going to be a Baker and Kinney division. We'll all play everybody and it'll be one Cape Ann. And then with the emergence of the COVID pandemic, Manchester Essex in Georgetown asked to be back in because mm-hmm. they're in the Cape Ann and in other sports and regionally it makes sense. And we had major limitations too in terms of what leadership positions were saying as far as who we could match up with and who we could, you know, mingle with on game days.
Right.
So we decided, you know, the league decided that we would play only in league and we were going to welcome Georgetown and Manchester back in. And then with Georgetown dropping, late, you know, a couple days before the season was when the final decision.
Right.
They ended up just dropping them from the schedule, keeping the schedule as is.
Okay.
You know, so this hole in our schedule is where we would have played Georgetown.
I see, yep.
And you know, sadly they don't have a team and those kids don't get to play football this year, but, that's what it was. We talked to some guys about trying to shuffle things around and it was one of those things where, you know, just couldn't make it happen. We're stuck without one this week, but we'll work on it, look inward and kind of get better at what we do and then get ready for our last two, which are our big games against opponents who we love matching up against and playing tight games against.
And it's probably not a good idea to go crazy and fill in this week's schedule with a team like Everett or something like that. So it's probably
And again, we were, you know, we entertained the idea, you know, as coach and AD and as program of trying to work to get somebody out of league.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point and really the decisions that were made at the beginning of the year by, you know, everyone all the way up the ladder said, we're going to play Cape Ann League teams only, and we're going to limit the possibility of potential contamination to the league, really, of match up with anybody outside of it. So we're good. You know, we're always good with those decisions when they're made, and, you know, we deal with whatever hand we get dealt and make the best of it.
Okay. You know, as I said, Linfield unbeaten. You guys trailing by, the one game. Ipswich is unbeaten. But there's no little sisters of the poor in this league. Everybody is a challenge. So who's for you guys next? Who will you be playing next?
We got Pentucket next week, and then Newburyport is the final matchup. The big, generally Thanksgiving rivalry, but, this year it'll just be on a night in April.
All right. But Coach, everybody I've talked with, all the coaches, and they're saying in behalf of the kids, you're having fun with this right now, and it's good football.
Oh, we're having a blast, and I'm very pleasantly surprised with the product of football that everyone's putting on the field. You know, with a limited preseason, some teams with some very limited numbers compared to how they normally run practices. I know we're in that boat where we're operating with only 24 guys with our varsity program, and we're keeping JV completely separate.
Mm-hmm.
Practices aren't able to run at the same tempo, the same amount of bodies as you would have in the past, but the kids have adjusted and we've adjusted as coaches and gotten creative in how we teach things, how we rep things. And again, it's one of those things where this reset of the world has kind of put a lot in perspective.
Oh yeah.
For us.
Oh yeah.
You know, we're incredibly grateful and thankful that we get to do what we get to do. As a coaching staff, we love working with the kids. We love being able to end our work day with something that we love as dearly as football, and the players are thankful that they're getting this to play. So we're trying to just make the most of it every day and enjoy ourselves, not taking it for granted.
Absolutely. And, Coach, I've said this to every coach so far, and I'm going to say it again to you. As a former teacher, as a retired math teacher at Gloucester High School, taught there for 38 years, as a parent of a kid who played, she played lacrosse, and as a fan, I really applaud, thank, and respect you guys as educators and as coaches for what you're doing, because you not only have to do it on the field, you also have to do it off the field. And this has been a very trying time, and you have made it very special for these kids. So I really, really appreciate that, and thank you so much.
That's very meaningful. I appreciate the kind words. Thank you.
Coach, go get them, and talk to you soon. It's great meeting you, Colin. Thank you.
It was great meeting you too, Rick. Thank you very much.
All right. Talk to you later. Stay safe.
All right, you do.
All right, bye-bye. That is Colin McQueen, who is the football coach at Amesbury High School. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.